Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. Breathing means breathing more slowly and deeply. Relax, follow your breathing, and breathe comfortably. Once aware, it naturally becomes deeper and slower. The act of breathing is an involuntary action that we do not think twice about. But if you are an individual who suffers from diseases affecting the respiratory system, you understand the struggle of breathing and take medications or other interventions to help with the breath. However, I believe we can no longer take breathing for granted. Between a global pandemic, unusual environmental rollbacks, and stressful and fearful living environments, we must recognize how and what we breathe. Let's take a look at how the respiratory system works. The respiratory system includes the nose, mouth, throat, voice box, windpipe, and lungs. Air can enter through either the nose or mouth. If it goes through the nose, the air is warmed and humidified. This is great for individuals living in high altitude and cold regions. Yes, Butte people, this is you. Tiny hairs in the nose protect the system by filtering out dust and other particles that enter with the breathed air. Breathed air in the nose and mouth meet at the pharynx or throat. This is also part of the digestive system, as it carries both air and food. At the bottom of the throat, there are two paths, one for food, the esophagus, which leads to the stomach, and the other for air. How is it that the food does not enter the lung passageway then? This is due to a small flap of tissue called the epiglottis. It covers the air-only path when we swallow. Our voice box is at the top part of the air-only pipe. Here is the place of the vocal cords, which vibrate to make sounds. At the bottom of the pipe, known as the trachea, it divides into left and right air tubes, called bronchi, which connect to the lungs. Within the lungs, the air tubes branch into smaller tubes. Think of a plant stem and its root systems in the soil. There is a tiny air sac at the bottom of the smallest tubes. It is here where oxygen and carbon dioxide are exchanged. There are about 600 million air sacs in the lungs, and all are connected to a bloodstream. Once in the bloodstream from inhalation, oxygen gets picked up by the red blood cells and moves throughout the body, providing all cells the oxygen they need to function. Cells make carbon dioxide as they work, so carbon dioxide is displaced into the bloodstream when more oxygen arrives. This carbon dioxide travels to the lungs and gets exhaled. The carbon dioxide in the air then gets picked up by the plant life and used for their functions. They, in turn, release oxygen. It's ironic that the components of a plant look like the human respiratory system. It just goes to show the importance of our relationship with nature. A healthy, natural environment makes a healthy respiratory system. Let's not take breathing for granted. Be aware of your breath pattern and help improve the environment we live in so we all can breathe better. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.